Welcome to a brand new edition of the Pouncecast. My name is Matt Menzel, this time being joined by Milwaukee men's and women's swimming and diving head coach Kyle Clements, back for season number 16. And coach, first of all, thanks for your time. And let's begin by just recapping 2024 and start by looking at the Horizon League Championships. And for the men's team, finishing in fourth place, their best team finish since 2015. When you look back, what stands out from the men's season?
The infusion of the our new class really came in and helped raise the level of our program. We had some solid guys, solid returners that when they started to get pushed and they started to make new goals or they started to think about relays and what these this new class was coming in and providing, it helped them take it to the next level. So seeing every relay but one, which the one that wasn't every relay record broken except for the one, which the one was disputable with a phantom disqualification call, which kind of got us underneath where it hurt a little bit there at the end. But having some of those, that next level guys, this conference has just grown so much in my time being here, that it takes something truly special to get even top eight at this point. And to have somebody in every event and this, have the new people infused and the returners getting faster. It was just a fun meet overall.
And it's fun looking back at some of the results, and you mentioned it. You look at number of freshmen, making a big splash, no pun intended, right from the get-go. And one of the names that jumps off the page is Gunnar Severson, named the freshman of the meet, big week at the championships. Mm-hmm. How did you see him grow, improve in his first collegiate season?
Yeah, coming in, like he's a son of a swim coach. So he's been swimming with his father through club. And so he had a little bit different mental tack when it came to changing programs. Like he was so comfortable in his program at home, and obviously his program at home really helped him progress, proceed. But then having a new coach that you're not related to, and why is it different than what I've always been doing? And so initially part of the year, thankfully, he's a sponge when it comes to knowledge, and he's a sponge when it comes to what his stroke is and how to get better. And he wants to get better. He wants constant feedback. I can picture him riding home with his dad from practice every day and then just going over everything. And so stepping into a little bit of that role and changing it, there was a little bit of, not doubt, but it was something new that we had to explain a lot, and he had to kind of come to grips with understanding and what I mean when I say this and that. And so at the beginning, there's a lot of learning. There's a lot of trust that was being built. And then we started racing and we started seeing it progress throughout the season.
When you look at that freshman class last year, did it take a little time to make that transition, or did a lot of guys, you know, catch on quickly?
Yeah, I would say a lot of caught on quickly. We had, with that group, you talk about some of the standouts with Caleb and where it was Gunner coming from new program, and then Caleb, Alvin, and these other boys coming from not just other programs but other countries. And so it's a mixed bag. Like, but a lot of it, they handled it really well, and they didn't question in a negative way. They were just learning, and so it was just fun to work with new people.
Was that a surprise how quickly they were able to, you know, make an impact? Or was it, obviously you hope for that, but there's obviously a learning curve in there too.
Yeah, we weren't surprised, like right away when, like, they were putting up sometimes really pretty quickly that we were like, oh, we've been missing that event or we've been missing that time. And then when you're recruiting these gentlemen, they haven't ever swam in a yards pool before. So every event, like you do conversions, it depends on the swimmer, it depends on what their strengths are. If they're a big underwater kicker, typically they convert over to yards a lot better than somebody that likes the rhythm of a longer event and not having as many turns. And so we knew what they were capable of in the meter pool, but how it was going to necessarily translate into a yard pool, it was kind of a little bit of a surprise. And so we took it and we ran with it and we had good results from it.
You look at a now junior in Charlie House, owns the school record in the 100 and the 200 freestyle. He was named a Horizon League Swimmer of the Week late October of last year. What steps did he take from his freshman to sophomore years?
Chuck, now he's a captain, which is crazy. He's a junior captain this year. He's not stuck in this middle. He understands what he needs to do. You're like you said it, he is a school record holder in the 200, 100. He's also a great 50 swimmer. And he's on all of our record 2 free relays. He puts down, he could be a really good 50 sprinter, which he is. And like he swims it as his third event. And sometimes what I really appreciate about him, when you get somebody that can do the 50, it's a different type of training. Sprint training's typically shorter, more fun than having to slog it out inside that mid-distance group that really helps that 200 of his stroke. And so I commend him because he knows what his body needs. He knows that it'd be fun to be a sprinter full-time, but he also knows that his responsibility, his roles are more in that mid-D. And so he embraces it and understands what he's doing. And now granted, he might want to be a 50 sprinter all the time, but he understands his role. And it's that, that's a tough thing because he could be, if we focused on that 50, he'd be very close up there to our school record in our 50 as well.
Well, you referenced it earlier. It is amazing when we look at who did what last year and how the record book was rewritten. A guy like Caleb Carlisle from New Zealand as a freshman set school records in the 100 and 200 butterfly. What did you see from Caleb, and how did you get a kid from New Zealand to come here to Milwaukee?
Yeah, we were fortunate. He was our second Kiwi. We're going to, by the end of this year, we'll have three men on the team from New Zealand itself. So we had a young lady named Lucy that was here for the last couple of years. That was kind of our entryway into the New Zealand recruiting. But Alex, our associate head coach and our recruiting coordinator, has got a great in with one of the recruiting coordinators from New Zealand. And we've been taking good care of their kids. And so Caleb, yeah, one fly, two fly. He was fast from the beginning on that one. His 50 free was a complete shock to me, going 19 in the relays and helping our free relay set, or that two free relay set a new record time. Even importantly on him, he had a great summer too. His goal, like we were training right after our season ended, and he was back in the pool right away. And he went home to New Zealand and won their national championship in the one fly and qualified for the world's team. Unfortunately, the week before he left Milwaukee, he was doing box jumps and broke his wrist. Ooh. And so he still won the 100 fly at New Zealand championships to get on that world team, but because of the injury, he wasn't able to go. But he's been, but we're happy to have him back, and I'm glad he's all cleared to go and he's racing again. So I'm happy to have him back round two.
The real question is, you mentioned the connection, but do you ever get to go down to New Zealand and recruit these guys in person?
Not yet, but I always have a goal to get to every country that I have swimmers from. So I got a couple that I got to check off this year or in the next coming years. And so looking forward to getting down there and seeing where they're from and meeting their coaches. And Caleb is another one that his mom is his club coach or his swim coach. And so seeing some of these places that we have our student athletes representing will be fun.
Another talented freshman last year was Elvin Valky, school 200 breaststroke record holder. What did you see from him?
Yeah, maturity. Every country is different. Like Elvin was put in the work hard enough to where he got to go to a sport-specific high school that he had to get the grades for. He had to swim B fast enough, and he went through that program, and he came in. Like, you move away from your home when you go into these schools there in Sweden. And so he moved away from his home at younger age. And so he's kind of been in this like school dorm swimming life for a little bit longer. And then I can say maturity, walking around. He knew what he needed. He, once again, kind of these guys, they understand swimming is not the most fun sport to train for. It's fun to race. It's fun to compete. But what we do for 25 weeks to get to that, it's tough. And so having guys like, we talk about these two flies and these two breaststrokers, and those are a lot of work, a lot of yards that these guys have to put in. And he came in, like I said, just going through that high school system that he went through, he was prepared to walk into college and perform well.
Before we talk about the here and now, when you look at that roster last year, which included 11 seniors, we talk about the freshmen and some of the sophomores that made a big impact. Would you have called it a team that had a nice blend of youth and experience, or was it a very young team?
It's young. We lost some good guys to graduation here at the end. Ben Lorenz being like our main sprinter for the last couple years, he was one that we were going to be there. And of course, there's more. Like, I'm just pointing out record holders, but Ben was an astrophysicist major, and now he's working at a nuclear power plant in Iowa. Wow. Took a big jump. Yeah, the smart kid. But the team that we have now, we talk about all those record holders. We lost Ben, but every other record holder is still here and will be here for at least the next 2 years. So Chuck's still here, and he's only a junior. And so you got these guys that are going to be together for a couple of years now. And so blend them in with the new class, and we're looking pretty.
We'll talk more about the here and now in a moment, but let's flip to the women's side for a second, recap in 2024. First of all, I thought it was fitting on the men's side in the championship. They had a point total of 414 for Milwaukee, but the women had 655 points. They finished in second place for a second consecutive season, third time in the past four seasons at the Horizon League championships. What stands out from the women's season?
Yeah, just consistency. Very well balanced. Like, we had the seniors, we had the freshmen, we had everybody in between. The nice thing about our women's team over the years has been we really don't have a weak event. We, from diving all the way down to the mile, we just are solid. Oakland and some of these programs, or Zetlow from IU or Miriam Frouse from, they got these really top talents, and we have some great talent as well. But you look, we're 2, 3, 4, 4, 5, 6 in these top eight and just scoring points with our depth. And just top to bottom, our women's program has been the corner post of success for us. And it's been fun to watch, and it's been different groups that come through, and we just keep reloading and refilling. We just keep getting quality and quality women. And so it's just another great performance. And you would think that maybe there'd be a down year one year, and it just hasn't happened yet.
Good problem to have. And you look at a senior like, now a senior, Janelle Schultz, Horizon League 200 freestyle relay champion, 400 medley relay champion, third season following a couple of years at Pitt. She's from Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. What a great addition she has been in the lineup.
Yeah, and so actually she's graduated at this point.
She's done.
Yeah, done. We're going to miss her. She did the 2 years at Pitt and 2 years here. And so what's kind of special about her, and we talk about the maturity of some of these athletes and how they have to how they grow and how they think about their sport. And Janelle, being at a different program and knowing what works for her, like, we talk about how we're a collaborative program. When I'm talking to recruits, I'm talking to them about, you're not coming here to swim for me, it's coming here to swim with us. And so when we go through that, and like, you're the one that knows the most about your swimming when you get here. I'm a quick learner, and I'm going to pick it up. But then we're going to find what works for you. And it can be, there's so many different routes that we can take. Some of these programs and some of these student athletes, when they get somewhere, they're pigeonholed. They're stuck in one specific place. And Janelle was kind of in that world. And she's like, I can do more. I need something different. And so when we were going through that recruiting process, it was really easy to talk to her about her swimming and what do you need? I'm like, yes, I can do that, and that for you. And she's like, all right. And then we came in, and she hit the ground running. She was everything that she said that she needed, she got. And everything that she told me that she would do with that, she did it. And so super competitive, super, super nice, but just needed that little tweak of getting the most out of her and getting the most out of her training.
We talk on the men's side about record-breaking performances. On the women's side, a strong freshman year for Christina Brooks. First of all, the Horizon League freestyle relay champion in the 200, the school's 100 backstroke freshman record holder. How did she improve over the year?
Yeah, she was, after she committed her senior year, we saw her as one thing, and then all of a sudden, she had a club meet there in the late spring, and she developed some new events, like 100 back, 200 backstroker. And then when she got here, with anything, a little bit of adjustment, but you could always see the power. You could always see the want in what she was trying to do. So I'm not surprised by the 50, the 100. I was seeing that a lot throughout the season. But the 100 back at her championship meet, that was a little bit of a surprise. That was fast. And so, which is great, because my overall backstroke group starting to get a little older and about to graduate, and to be able to fall right back to Tiana is going to, like, it's how this ball keeps rolling, how this program keeps going, having that next person up. And she came along a little bit faster or a little bit quicker than some. And so she's looking good already this year, but she'll be an important piece moving forward.
Another freshman from last year, Natalie DiProspero. Nice duration of the season best mm-hmm. in the 200 individual medley, finished in fifth, also seventh in the 200 fly. Has that carried over, that momentum?
Yeah, she's a super hard worker. She can do a lot of different things too. That's what's great about Natalie. During the season, she'll do a lot of one fly, two fly. She's also great in the 4IM, or would be great in the 4IM. That's something we're starting to explore now. But that two free, one fly, she can go in so many different places and score in those places. And she's willing and able to do it all. And it's just fun to coach somebody like that, to where you have this different skill sets, and her best skill set, she just works really hard. And it's fun for a coach like me, to where I can do a lot of different things. And as the program progresses, you never know who your recruits are going to be. You're never going to know who's going to come in or not. And to be able to go to Natalie and we can do this with you, this with you, this with you. She can score in probably 6-7 events at this league. And so this year, a lot of the same events, but she'll be very important going into that 2-fly and 2-IM will be big events for us, for her.
We talk all about the swimming aspect of things. I don't want to shortchange the diving side. What did you see on the diving side last year?
Yeah, young on the men. We had Ben Stitchin. Everybody knew us, Stu. But taking Will under introducing Will into that program, and not have to go right to rely on Will all the time or put too much pressure on the freshman. And now Will had that learning experience, and diving is practicing here right now, which is a little abnormal, but seeing what Will's doing right now, he's moving on wonderfully. I'm very happy with what I'm seeing out of him. And then, yeah, the women, Todd, our dive coach, he's a Hall of Famer. He's in the Milwaukee Athletics Hall of Fame because for both his athletic accomplishments and his coaching accomplishments. And so having Todd as part of our staff, he's been here longer than anybody. And so having him here and something that we can rely on, our women, our men, they're just so fortunate to have somebody like him that can keep progressing them across the years.
After the Horizon League Championships, you were quoted, and I probably should just have you read this, but you were quoted as saying, "I've been to a lot of swim meets through the years, but this one will go down as one of the fastest and most competitive ones of my career. Our program rose and met the challenge that was this meet, and you will see evidence of it over our record board and our history books." With that being said, overall, were you pleased with how the Panthers responded, both on the men's and women's side, at the Horizon League Championships?
Yeah, we haven't... As far as records go, we haven't had that success since probably my first year, 2 years being here. That was when I kind of walked into this program. That was during the tech suit, they're now illegal suits, and times were just falling left and right. And so we were setting records all the time. But then they took those suits away and everybody had to readjust. And so we get our records here or there, but the pure number that we hit this year was something I haven't seen since the 2010s or somewhere around there. As far as happy as I go, that's one of the things I struggle with most as a coach. Swimming, like I said, swimming is a weird sport, and you can do everything right, and you get 60-40 lifetime best swims. And we're seeing all these record fall, we're seeing all these people do lifetime best, but you get the one or two that didn't have a great meet, and that's where something I got to get out of my head about, I want to enjoy it more, but at the same time, those kids work so hard, and if we ever come to a meet where I get 100% lifetime best swims, that's when I'll be at pure joy. I don't know if it's ever happened in collegiate swimming before, but that's something that we're working towards every day.
And certainly you work every day toward that Horizon League Championship, those 4 days. How would you describe what that environment, that atmosphere is like over the 4 days in the Horizon League Championships?
Yeah, it's. I always tell recruits, college swimming is by far the best version of swimming. When you get – a lot of them come from good clubs and good high schools, but to have a full team there at a championship meet quite like that, because in high school swimming you might get 4 or 5, 6 people to a state team, not your whole team. You get your – and we're not even – instead of just 6, we're allowed 18 swimmers there. So just having those 18 swimmers, and we're missing some of our roster, but having almost a complete team – racing and cheering and point counting and seeing your teammate that you've been working alongside do something they've never done before or race in a way that they haven't. They just find something extra. And then you've got fans on both sides of the stands and you've got teams just lining the pool and they're on top. It's an energy that it's tough to get that in a dual meet or a mid-season meet. Everybody's kind of, it is such a solitary sport, like it's just you racing. But somehow these championship meets, they just bring the best out of everybody. And it's a lot of fun.
You repeated as Horizon League Women's Coach of the Year. What does that honor mean to you?
It's a team award. Like we're surrounded by great people. The league, like our league's full of great coaches. I think that's probably we're going to take a little bit of pride with it, but it's a team award. It's the kids that have to do the heavy lifting and do all the swimming, and then they just can't. Somehow I'm lucky enough that reflects back onto me, but that's just all about their hard work. And it's Alex's, our associate head coach's, his hard work and the recruiting, and it's a team award. So I'm honored to take it, but it all goes to my student athletes.
So when that all comes to a close, you go into the off season. What expectations do you have for your athletes during the offseason to prepare for what is now the 2025-26 campaign?
Yeah, and so we get about 2 or 3 weeks off. We get 2 or 3 weeks off, the main team does, and then we come back for spring training, and that goes through the end of school. And so by the time that they leave here in May, they're in a pretty good spot to where if they're switching over to long course season, if they're switching over to something else, they're ready for it. By rule, like we can't make them swim, but we also got this fun little rule that's called the safety exception, to where I'm still able to coach throughout the entire summer. I'm a lifeguard. I'm just a glorified lifeguard, but we're able to open the pool every day. And this summer we had Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning, 5:30 a.m. practice, and Tuesday, Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. practice. And so we try to give them as many options as they need. But yeah, having the different people in different places and from different countries, the international calendar is starting to come much bigger into our timeline of everything. It's a full year competitive schedule, it seems like, at this point. And so we're here for it.
Early start to this season, the Horizon League Quad Meet from Indy, taking place on September 12th and 13th. Your takeaway from that meet?
It was early. That was a super early meet. And as I was telling them, that's about a month or so before we've ever raced. And typically we start off with our meet that we're having this weekend, our inter squad or alumni meet, to where we just kind of get going with some shorter events. And to walk into a situation like that, to where you've got four of the league schools and people are suited up and people are ready to go fast. Our pre-meet speech was like, there's nothing you can do wrong at this meet. It's all about just go out racing. We got a lot of things that we need to accomplish in the next 24 weeks at this point. What we did then will look a lot different 24, 3 weeks from now. And so, but we were still excited to get some good times, and we still had some best times, but it shows like the terrible thing about this sport is you can be at a pretty good time, but you have to do so much work just to get that 10th faster, that 2/10ths faster, that second faster. And that's what we're in right now. That's what we're doing right now, trying to get those tenths, get those seconds.
I was going to ask you, so what is the mindset right now, okay, outside of the alumni and air squad meet that's coming up? You don't compete again until October 18th, so there's quite the break from that early meet. So what's the emphasis, focus? How do you keep the athletes engaged?
Yeah, and so it changes. We have a seasonally structure to where that first 3 weeks is all just prep, and what we call prep weeks, drill weeks, a lot of doing the foundational base level things to make sure that as we progress, the kick is correct. And so what we want it to be, we need to lay the foundations, those structures, early. And then once we're kind of got our feel, once we got everything where it needs to be, then we can start working on the energy systems that require. So then we moved, after those first 3 weeks of prep, we moved into our first aerobic cycle. And so hitting that aerobic system really hard, building that aerobic base. And then this week we're in kind of a pace phase or a speed phase. And so we're starting to put these elements together. And through these first 9 weeks up to the midseason, it's all about growing those foundations and growing those systems of aerobic and anaerobic, and just make each, every 3 weeks we come back to it and we just hit bigger and harder. And so this first semester up until midseason is just about growth. And when we get to second semester, we'll start getting a lot more down to the specific of their individual races and just cleaning up the details and lead us right into our championship meet all over again.
We spent a lot of time recapping last year, so mm-hmm. let me get your quick thoughts on what you anticipate on the men's and women's side this season.
Yeah, on the men's side, like I said, most of our team, especially the biggest point scorers, are returning. And then what was really fun about that part of it is without losing a giant senior class, we were able to not just recruit numbers, but we were able to recruit the specific things that we needed. And so we had some really nice backstrokers as a part of our program last year, but the league's backstrokers are super fast. And so our backstroke group is almost brand new this year and all coming in at times that are well faster than what we were losing. I can't replace the attitudes and the things of the seniors that I had before, but we brought in some big hitters in some of these events. And so then we have the Madison transfer, Sam, that he's on almost a different level than this league. He's got big, big aspirations when it comes to U.S. national teams, Olympic teams, and we're here to help that. But he's already set my, in one meet that we've had, he's already set the 50 free record that was owned by his brother. That was set last year, so I lost his brother and replaced him with it. And first meet, his brother's taken down his record already, so Ben had it, but Sam's coming in, but he's already through the first month of school here, he still's got the fastest time in the 100 back in the NCAA, so he's going to bring a lot of points. But just between sprints with Alex and Max and backstroke with Sam and Josh, both Josh's, and Jean, our French transfer from Henderson State, they're all just coming in and deepening and strengthening the team that was here from last year. So I'm super excited about that. And then on the women's side, with the new NCAA rules, we're basically returning the exact same team minus our seniors, which is a little bit, this is the smallest women's team I've had in my entire career. And so it'll be different this year. We had a roster of about 36, 37 on the women's side this year. And with the new NCAA rules, we had to get it down to 30. And so we had to shut down recruiting almost immediately. We already had a couple juniors that were committed. And so we'll be a little top heavy in some events, and we'll need some help or people to step up in some others. But it'll be a little bit different season on the women's side as we grow.
With the last couple minutes we have, let me ask about you. Okay, so you got obviously into swimming and coaching and mm-hmm. stops at Ball State, Marshall before coming mm-hmm. to Milwaukee. First of all, how did you get involved in the sport and why coaching?
Yeah, it's funny. I had a recruit in my office 2 weeks ago, and I've been doing this for a while now, and she asked me that exact same question. And so I have an answer for it because she put me on the spot. The answer I gave her was when I thought about it was I grew up on a Division III campus. My grandfather, he worked at Wabash College, it's a Division III in Indiana, which we lived nearby. And I grew up on that campus with him. He was an equipment manager for 35 years for all the sports. So I remember painting lines at the baseball field and the football field and passing out shoes to the basketball players. And I just grew up in that sports world and around it. And so apparently it did something to me because I knew I wanted to coach. I was a couple sport athlete going through, and so I was trying to decide whether if I was what I was going to do. I just knew I wanted to coach, so I eventually ended up at Ball State, and I ended up as a teaching major because I thought the way to get into coaching was become a teacher. Then I could coach in a high school, high school level or something like that. And then after I got to college, I found a new major. I found the aquatics major, which was awesome. My friends were all doing chemistry tests and I was going scuba diving, but there was a pathway through there into coaching. And so I'm going from my program there at Ball State. And then I was fortunate enough that the Marshall head coach gave me my GA position, but he was a former Ball State swimmer. And then a former Ball State swimmer was coaching here, or Ball State coach was coaching here. So I've just been very fortunate along the way to find these connections that people knew what I was trying to achieve. And been very fortunate to have been here for a long time now.
Final question. Mm-hmm. 16th season at the helm. What are you most proud of so far with your time here at the Panthers?
Constantly giving opportunities to the student athletes that are trying to get to this level or trying to do these things. Through COVID, and now you're starting to see programs shut down and move on or cuts call. And so a lot of things have changed, and we are consistently, we're not only having those opportunities that allows people to, a lot of swimmers' dreams are to swim collegiately, Division One, and we have that opportunity. So giving people the opportunities that they want and giving them the training that they need to reach goals would be probably the thing I'm proudest of.
Well, Coach Clements, thanks for your time. All the best this season, and be sure to continue to follow the swimming and diving team through mkepanthers.com. But again, thanks for your time, and all the best this season.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
And thanks for joining us for the Pounce Cast.